Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder. One of my fists, we fire doctors. One out of a million, we'll reach those heights. Always had a feeling that I won't deny. Now what? Never been tossed. Look in my eyes. I'm on the rocks, guys.
Five things bikers can't afford anymore, man. This economy is really, really bad.
Number one, their wife.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a game show.
I don't even think it's just two bikers that can't afford a wife. Nobody can afford them anymore. That's why I say always lease them instead of own them. They're just too damn expensive. But this economy is a no laughing matter, do you think?
This economy is a joke.
It is a joke, really bad. And there's a lot of people out there suffering right now because of the economy. If you look at it right after the bid or during the bid is when everything started price gouging.
Yeah.
And it's never went down yet.
Uh-uh.
You're talking about food and, you know, that kind of stuff. That's the basics are screaming upwards of 100% inflation.
It's 100% true because I actually was walking around last night looking at prices of stuff. And I'm like, dude, I swear, like, a year or two ago, that item was like $1.99. Now it's like freaking $3.89. I'm like, what the hell?
You know it's bad when you go on Facebook Marketplace and you look up Harleys. I never seen Harleys so low as they are right now. It's basically everybody's giving them away just to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And that right there is killing the resale value of Harleys, but it's also killing the sport of motorcycling, if you will.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
Because people now have to choose whether they're going to ride or they're going to eat or pay rent.
Yeah, and it's getting ridiculous on having to sit here and decide, should I pay this bill or should I get groceries?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing more and more people that they're having that kind of decision to make.
And that's the decision they shouldn't have to make.
No, this should never come down to, electric bill or groceries.
You know, that's one thing that a lot of people don't understand why we do a lot of different stuff on the show. Because bikers are just regular people, too. They got the same problems everybody else is facing. And to explore them type of subjects is something I like doing. Not just sitting there talking about, okay, you know, this bike's better than that one or this club's better than the other. No, you got to go with this human interest type of stories. And one thing that we have found is it's pretty bad out there. If you look at the cost of a house, nobody can afford a house any damn more.
Nope. Not even if you try.
The interest rates are so high up there, but you know, properties that were just going for $100,000 2 years ago are now $300,000. It's like, are you stupid?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense on why everything's going so skyrocket. And maybe it's because, I don't know, because they keep giving our money away.
Well, they give our money away and stuff. But the policies that this administration's pushing is just unreal. It's funny, they're all, freaking out right now because the polls are saying Biden's losing his ass. And yesterday they voted for an impeachment inquiry. Uh-oh.
I've been watching that. I haven't looked at it the past couple days, but I was watching that a lot last week. All the announcements, and there was like a 6-hour YouTube video that, because I didn't see it live, and I'm like, nah, I don't got 6 hours of my day I want to waste on that.
Well, it's going to go forward. We'll see what happens. You know, Republicans usually don't stick together. That's why everybody's sick of them. But at the same point, it's funny how the goalpost has changed with Biden from being, well, I wasn't involved. in any of his businesses. Then he went to, well, I didn't financially profit from it. Yeah, well, you know, don't be stupid. And then they come back, well, we're doing what, you know, working for the American people. No, you're not. No, you're not, because every policy you put up there freaking killed us. Mm-hmm. You know, it was funny on Facebook, a friend of mine, and he's a freaking libtard. He goes, well, I was able to fill up my truck for under $100. And I put, yeah, how's your policies working out for you? And they get all butthurt.
I mean, I don't know about you. I cheat. I go into Wisconsin to get gas
because
it's cheaper than it is here. And luckily, we're only like 7 minutes away from the border. So.
But you know what I mean? They go out there and they rah, rah, rah these people, but then their policies start hitting them.
Yeah.
And then they change their tune really quick.
Well, yeah, that's even like with our daughter. Do you know how many times I've rubbed it in her face about that freaking student loan forgiveness crap?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so how much did you get forgiven? She's like, 1,000. I'm like, oh.
And that's something that we can't afford to do is pay somebody else's bills.
No.
That they took out on their own.
No, and I told her flat out every time she took out a school loan, I'm like, you know, that's your responsibility, right? Not mom's, not dad's. It's yours. Have fun.
So they got a list here, 5 things.
Mm-hmm.
What are some, well, you know, what's one of them that bikers can't afford anymore? And I have to think it comes down to housing.
The very first one is home ownership. That more and more people are stuck renting than owning their own home.
Now, the younger generation, they actually don't want to own. There's a trend where they just want to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, there's some positive and negatives to that. You know, the one negative is, you know, anybody that lives in an apartment or lives in one can't stand their neighbors.
Always hated our neighbors.
And it never ceases to fail. You get the bottom apartment and you got assholes up at the top that can't be quiet.
Oh, yeah. They're either noisy above you while they're in their apartment or they're noisy as hell going up the stairs.
So affording housing right now for any biker is especially ones. And it's bad that, you know, a lot of people in the scene, they work real hard.
Oh, yeah.
They deal with a lot of crap because of who they are, but they work real hard and you can't afford any decent housing out there.
God, I remember we were living in one apartment and I swear that lady's kid was riding a big wheel in the apartment.
Well, besides that,
it's crazy.
The negatives, but you can't afford, like I said, a house was $100,000 a couple years ago. Now it's $350,000.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Who wants to pay a mortgage of $2,500 to $3,000 a month?
Who can afford it? If you want to have all your other bills paid plus get your groceries on, no, you can't afford that kind of payment. It's ridiculous. And I don't see it getting any better anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, keep in mind, you're going to own a home. You better have homeowner's insurance. You know, how are you going to afford that if you've got such a high monthly payment?
And then you wonder why people are choosing, okay, keep the bike or get rid of the bike.
Yeah. And that seems to be the big thing right now.
And I've seen some pretty hardcore guys that are nothing but the lifestyle saying, you know what, I just can't afford it no more.
Yeah.
And they're giving their bikes up.
Yeah.
Which must be killing them.
Yeah, and it's because they can't afford that monthly payment. Because, you know, you get gouged at Harley. They like to drag you through the mud.
Well, that's a totally different subject right there. But you have to choose between what you need and what you want.
Yeah. And I think that's a big thing nowadays, too, is like the younger generation. They're more about want the things they want more than the things they need.
And that's why they're all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
They're screwed up bad.
And that's why they're contacting their mommies and daddies for gas money because of the fact that they're spending their money the wrong way.
Well, it seems like everything has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything really has when you think about it. It used to be you wanted to get out at 18. Now you want to stay.
Now you want to stay because you don't want an adult. You don't want an adult. You don't want to have the responsibilities of paying your own rent or whatever. Because, you know, you see how expensive it is. And I feel bad for people that even pay rent now, because I'm seeing places that are being rented out for like a one bedroom or even a two bedroom. And you're lucky if it's less than $2,000.
Yeah, that's insanity.
You know, and it's like, come on.
Now, I can see deep in the city of Chicago, but not on the outskirts.
No, but there are a lot of places out there that are going for such a high rental price. But then you also got to think about it. Okay, if you're going to be paying rent on, let's say, an apartment, right? You know, then you got to make sure that you get on that landlord if stuff breaks or doesn't work or whatever. Because if you don't get on them, what are you paying that high of a rent for?
And they always have some kind of excuse not to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been really busy. I'll get to it as soon as I can. Oh, okay. Well, it's my refrigerator, jerk. So, you know, it's like,
well, that's one thing with DJ just put, always keep the bike, man. But you have to think about it. Do you keep the bike or do you have a place over your head?
Yeah, because sometimes for some people, it comes down to that.
Well, there's a lot of people now.
Yeah, and they can't afford, you know, got to do something to get the bills paid. I mean, even if it's those that don't have a bike payment.
Yeah, even then.
You just own a bike.
You have to choose between getting that money or living on the street.
Mm-hmm. It's sad that it comes down to that point for a lot of people nowadays. I mean, and I've seen it even with people with cars. Well, we have two cars. Maybe we should sell one and we could figure out how to get each other to work.
And that's a difficult decision a lot of people are making.
Yeah, and I've seen it being done.
You know, if you look at the homeless crisis, a lot of people say, well, they want to be out there or they're on drugs. No, some of them are out there because they lost everything. And not by the fault of their own. Mm-hmm. When you have a family and you have to go up and spend $600-$700 a week in groceries now because of the inflation, what do you think you're going to be?
I actually talked to somebody that lives right around here, and they said that they pay, it's a family, the two parents and two kids, okay? And they have, I think, one dog. And they're paying out literally 1 week for groceries. I think she mentioned she just got back from the grocery store when I talked to her yesterday, and she said she spent $340 for 1 week.
For 1 week.
For four people.
For four people.
Yeah. And then she's like, and she was buying a gallon of milk, and she's like, and I already need this. And I'm like, it sucks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It shouldn't be like that. You know, years back, we used to be able to go to the store, get $100, and your cart would be overflowing with food.
Excess 650. My hours got cut at work, going to work with my wife sharing the car, too. And Steve said he's paying over $100 a week just to feed his three dogs.
Yeah, because the dog food even is outrageous now. You used to be able to get a good bag of dog food, not generic, but like a good bag of dog food for under $5. Now you're lucky if you walk in there and you're spending like $10, $15 on a bag of dog food. And we're talking like a 3-pound bag.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got multiple dogs, a 3-pound bag ain't going to last that long with multiple dogs for $15.
So I think the obvious point here is, yeah, a lot of guys and gals are giving those bikes up now.
Yeah.
And then you're seeing them giving them away for next to nothing.
Yeah, because they'll sit there and they'll just think about, what do I need to get by? So it's like, if they need like $5,000-$6,000, that's all they're going to sell their bike for.
And that's where a lot of repossessions are actually coming in, too. A lot of people are getting repoed right now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have enough repo agents at Harley-Davidson. I seen that article once. That's what's killing them. They don't have repo agents to keep up with the work.
Mm-mm.
And then you got them out there saying, yeah, the economy's getting better. No, it ain't.
Yeah.
Maybe for you rich idiots, it is. But not us lonely at the bottom people. All your stupid policies benefit you, not us. And the low information voters are the ones that really get to me. Because they just vote for, you know, who they've been voting for, what party. And then you got your policies and you cry about them.
Stupid. The next thing that everybody's having a hard time with, especially, you know, those in the middle to lower class right now, is higher education.
I think that's the last the last thing on the list anybody cares about.
Well, probably, but, you know, when the big thing used to be, you know, you're going to get out of high school, you're going to go to college so you can better yourself and get a good job. And, you know, and now kids are just going, well, some kids just ain't doing nothing. But most of the people nowadays are just going straight to work and not bothering with an education.
You know, I wanted to share this with you guys and gals, because it's always funny when people go around and call you a conspiracy theorist. You have online platforms that censor and demonetize people for bringing up what happened during that 2020 election. And there is a lot. And I think we're in a pressure cooker right now. There was actually a movie coming out called Civil War. And I want you guys to go look at that trailer. It's a great one. But everybody was saying how the 2020 election was stolen, correct?
Yeah.
And you would have all these news agencies says it was impossible. No, it didn't happen. But look at this story. And this is out of Yahoo Finance. Heartland and Robinson, one in five mail-in voters admit to committing at least one kind of voter fraud during the 2020 election. One in five. So how many ballots did that come up with? When asked during the 2020 election, did you fill out a ballot in part or in full on behalf of a friend or family member, such as a spouse or child? 21% of respondents who said they voted by mail answered yes. Filling out a ballot for someone else is illegal in all states, although many states allow people to assist others with voting. Additionally, 17% of mail-in voters said they voted in a state where you were no longer a permanent resident. 17% of mail-in voters also admitted to signing a ballot or ballot envelope on behalf of a friend or a family, both voting in a state where you're no longer a permanent resident, and forging a signature on a ballot or ballot envelope are fraudulent activities. And according to the data, more than 43% of 2020 voters cast ballots by mail, the highest in history of the country.
Jeez.
So one in five, the election was rigged. Yes?
Sounds like it to me.
And we're about to go into 2024, and it really could set off a real firestorm if this thing is like 2020. I think Hollywood, not me, is foreshadowing what could happen in that movie.
And what's it called?
It's called Civil War. Modern day Civil War, how it can come about. So, you know what? Empires fall. They last on average in, you know, throughout history, except the Romans and some others, 250 years. That's it. We're at that mark. So do you think that the things that people cannot afford anymore is going to feed into that kind of discontent with the government?
I'm looking at you like a deer in headlights.
Sometimes I wish I had somebody on my level of intellect that could talk about politics. I'm talking about the higher prices, the higher food. People are upset about that.
Yeah.
And they don't want, you know, you throw in something like this where people are cheating on elections and they're voting for the guy that's made it worse. I think people are going to start getting upset by that.
Well, hopefully people wisen up.
Well, that's the thing. How do we wisen up?
And the question is, okay, let's say Pamperhead isn't there in office after 2024 election, right? Does that mean prices will go down? Probs not.
Well, you get somebody in there that actually knows what they were doing. If you think about his policies, you know, even though he's a schmuck, you know, Trump kept everything low. Gas prices were under $2 and food wasn't like it was. So yeah, some of them policies reenacted might do better, but at the same time, you will have people in Chicago that are low information voters voting for the same thing, even though they don't get help by them.
You know, what amazes me is, okay, this will actually be my first presidential election that I'm going to actually vote. But it's like, I think people need to pay more attention to what's going on as far as do your due diligence and find out about who you're planning on voting for before you actually pencil that in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
it's always funny when I do see people and they'll argue in the comment sections. Well, you know, and you look and I like, dude, this is a biker channel. You know, you're not supposed to be a freaking robot here. You're supposed to actually look at the issues instead of going for one party or the other.
Yeah. And it's
but they're so diehard this, and it's just like union members. I just don't understand them anymore. I don't understand union members whatsoever. You're paying dues. And they're turning around and sending it to one political party that is putting you out of a job. You let your union bosses run all over you and you still support the union. How many union people were put out of business over the Keystone Pipeline?
Yeah, too many to count. I think it was hundreds.
No, it was thousands. But they'll still vote for him. And something I've never believed in is why let my money go to somebody that you're in cahoots with? Well, you're supposed to be working with the workers here.
Yeah, but what union actually does work for their workers?
They don't.
And not themselves.
They don't anymore. I think unions died with Jimmy Hoffa. That's just my, you know what? He knew how to play all sides of it. He actually cared about the workers, and it's no longer there.
What happened to the days when politicians actually gave a little bit of a crap about the public?
Mm-hmm.
Is that ever going to come back? Where the politicians actually fight for the real people. That's
done and over with. It's been gone. I don't think politicians should have, you know what? A politician shouldn't have a career in what they do. You got these old asses up in Congress right now, can't talk. And they're still there. But you know why? Because we, the people, are stupid. We're programmed. And then we wonder why we can't afford stuff anymore. What's another one on the list? Come on, let's go.
Healthcare.
She is so slow this morning.
Healthcare. The rising cost of healthcare is a major concern. Even with insurance, people often struggle with the high premiums, deductibles, and out-of-pocket expenses.
I tell you what, unions sure the hell don't help with that, do they?
I don't think anybody really helps with that. And if you have no insurance, then you're really in trouble.
Well, yeah. Then it's if you have a, that's a lot of people have to resort to going to an ER just, you know, if they get sick because they can't afford anything.
Yeah. I mean, copays are ridiculous. Meeting your,
it's funny. We pay you $900 a month in freaking fees and shit like that. And next thing you know, well, you still got to give us $10,000 to cover your end. What?
Don't forget that 20 or 40 buck copay you got to pay every visit. Stupid.
XS 650 old school was bikers stay out of politics. Now look at it. You got to, but you have to say to that, we have a big interest in what goes on in this country. We're a big voting block for this. You know, we are. We're a huge voting block. So we should be involved in stuff that affects us. You know, when you're talking about old days, you're talking about old days when you can afford everything. Now you can't. Mm-mm. But when it comes to health insurance, man, and oh, that's crazy.
And it's,
trust me, I pay it.
And it's ridiculous because a lot of people that are working full time for a company and you get the offer of health insurance to get it taken, you know, deducted from your check or whatever. And then
it's crap insurance.
First off, crap insurance. Secondly, it's expensive as hell. You got to sit there.
Steve, he spent 18 grand out of pocket for medical visits and tests. $18,000. Why we're given 60, 70, 80, 100 million or $100 billion to these other countries.
Yeah.
And when you do bring it up, well, the government should be kicking in for us. We pay.
Nope.
People say, well, you're a socialist. Well, you know what? Step back there a second. How, are you calling UK or England socialists because they got a government care system? Are you calling the Netherlands that, who has some of the best health care in the world? They pay into the system. Give them, you get something out of it. Here, it's all about profit for the corporations.
Yeah, you pay into the system, you don't get nothing. You get nothing. You got to even keep your fingers crossed when you get of age of Social Security. You actually have it.
And most people ain't going to see that.
No.
You know, they call that entitlement programs, which is BS. It's not an entitlement if I'm paying for it.
Yeah. If you're the one, if you're paying for it all your life because you're busting your butt, working a job all your life, and you're paying into that Social Security, it should be there when you get of that age.
But it might not be. That's why you got to save, save, save.
Well, and then here's the next thing is retirement savings. Saving for retirement is becoming increasingly challenging.
Challenge my ass. It's almost becoming non-existent because you need the money to survive now instead of later.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I've noticed a lot of people like, I mean, I have a 401k. I know you have a 401k. And, you know,
you notice how they got rid of pensions.
Yeah. 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 But I've noticed multiple, I know a bunch of people that have 401ks and they've actually had to lower the percentage rate to come out of their checks just so they have more money now.
Yeah, it used to be, well, you know, you tip others 15%, tip yourself and put that in it. And you can't do that no more.
No. And have you noticed that when you like go somewhere, since you just said the thing about the percentage rate, I've noticed that, when you go to like a restaurant or something, they start saying now that you should tip at least a minimum of 18%.
You're crazy. Half the time
and I'm like,
no,
really?
No, that ain't happening.
Since when is that the minimal? Last time I checked, it was 10%. Now all of a sudden it's 18.
And half the time they don't serve you. Like, just look at us. Don't ever go to Red Robin.
Oh God, that place.
Red Robin sucks.
That place was pathetic.
It was pathetic as all hell, you know, because I do my Friday nights with China Dow, And, you know, we pick a different place each week. We went the Red Robin because she was all about it.
I was all about it. And man, was I, because I went there a couple of years ago.
Bomb.
And let me tell you, their burgers shrunk.
Their burgers suck, actually.
They are way smaller than they used to be.
And then she's sitting there 10 minutes because, you know, it was cold out. I go out and, you know, start the truck up for her. And she's in there for 10 minutes waiting for damn pie she brought.
Waiting for my dessert that I ordered. That I spent a lot of $7.49 for a piece of
and Hollywood's pie. Paying for this, yeah. By the way.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I ain't going anywhere because I didn't get my pie yet. He goes, are you freaking serious? He's looking at me. He's like, I'm going to go start the truck. And I'm sitting there waiting. Then they walk up with it on a plate. And I looked at him and I go, oh, well, it's about time. And now you can go put it back in, put it in a to-go container because I ain't sitting here. Then they ended up, you know, giving me it for free, but still.
And nowadays it's so prevalent to pay with card.
Yeah.
That they automatically try to take it out of the card.
Yep.
It's like, don't try that.
Well, Red Robin has a little kiosk at the table that you could pay right there at the table. And it shows when it comes up to the part for leaving the tip, it specifically says 18%. And I'm like, and then right below that, really in a small box, it says custom. So I'm like, yeah, I'll custom this all right, because you ain't getting no 18%. You didn't do nothing.
Yeah, I was a good guy. I'll go up there, warm the truck up for China, and I still get headaches from her.
Rude. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Why are you lying to people? Stop lying.
But what do you think about people that call it, well, you're a socialist if you believe that the government should provide health care?
I think that's bogus. I think every country should provide their
and their most of the European countries do.
Well, even Canada does.
Well, Canada does. I'm talking about England.
Okay, well, I think
they do
with all the money.
So are they socialists to think that way? No, because we pay that money. Why should somebody else get that money when we need to take care of our own people?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. If they'd stop giving away all our money to other countries, then maybe we could have something here in the U.S., but not going to happen.
But that just shows you the special interest. The politicians are bought and paid for. They're not our reps. They're bought and paid for.
Nope. As long as they can afford it, they don't care about the rest of us.
So that's insanity.
It's
and bikers nowadays can't even afford health care?
Nope.
A lot of, you know, a lot of guys go through where them or their old ladies have a, you know, God forbid, a bad disease and you can't afford it.
No. And then you got the other side where, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll cash into my 401k so I can afford to pay these bills.
And then they tax the hell out of you for doing that.
Yeah. You still work for the company? Oh, you're going to get a fine. You got to take a fee out because you still work for the company and you're going to cash it out early. Oh, there's another fee.
And here you are. Well, I got to pay my wife's cancer treatment here. So now not only do you have to pay in for the insurance, you got to pay the government their money.
Yep.
And then you got to sit here and say, well, she getting the best care. Or she ain't getting the care she needs because I can't afford it. And a lot of guys sell their bikes for that, too.
Yeah.
Because you're going to take care of your old lady before, you know, you have to worry about the bike. And it sucks to say, but, you know, when you're put in that kind of position, you got to do what's best. But I don't believe healthcare should be something anybody goes without.
I don't either.
Hell, look at the VA with some of our vets, the stuff that they got to go through.
You got to jump through hoops for that.
And that's sickening right there.
It is.
It really is. Mistreating the vets with their health care? Come on, there's that lawsuit going on against Camp Pendleton. My brother is actually a part of that. Because they're getting sick because they're in the 80s. The water was all tainted up. And that was with Agent Orange during with the Vietnam guys. They had a fight for it. Wait a second here. Why?
They shouldn't have to. They serve the country. And
or the 9/11 responders.
A lot of them first responders.
They're dying right now.
They're dying from cancer. A lot of them.
And you got to fight for that kind of program? They were there when them buildings collapsed. Hell, over 200 firefighters died in that. And you got to fight the government to get paid?
Shouldn't have to.
But God forbid there's a war going on over in Europe that we have to give billions of dollars to. What about our people?
They don't care. They don't. Hey, let's shake hands. I'll give you billions of dollars. These people here in the U.S., they can go without.
Well, you had that dude from Ukraine over here begging for money.
Yeah, I saw.
What about our vets? Why should they have to beg? Why should they have to be on the street? And a lot of clubs, they're out there raising money for them. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, you have them being profiled and all that kind of stuff. Well, wait a second. They're out there doing your job.
Sad. It's sad.
And Steve's right. They give illegals free everything for breaking the law.
Yeah. They can come in here and they can get right on food stamps. They can get right on medical insurance, all that. They get all of it. Where people that have lived here legally all their lives can't get any help. How fair is that? How right is that?
So it's for and that's what I say, you know, earlier they say bikers don't get into politics. We should. Yeah, we have that rebel spirit and stuff. But at the same time, we have to be involved in stuff that affects us. And one of the things that I really love about bikers is they do get involved with the vets. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine serving your country, going over there fighting? You come home. Well, you got to wait a couple months to get a health check.
And it's
or you got to be you're on the streets. It's sometimes, you know what? That adds to why people get out there on all kinds of hardcore drugs. They feel like they have nothing else. Everything they paid for during their lifetime is not given to them. It's like, oh, that's an entitlement. No, it ain't. What's another one?
The last one. Leisure and vacation, leisure activities and vacations are, they say that they are an essential for a balanced life and they are no longer as accessible.
They're not because half the time you're working for a corporation now that don't want to give you, you know, any work-life balance.
No, they don't.
You know, I know a lot of guys that are working 60, 65 hours a week. And you just can't do nothing about it because that's what you got to work to survive now.
Yeah.
Or you have companies cutting a lot of people's hours. Well, full time's now 32 hours a week. What the hell happened here? So they don't have to pay benefits?
Yep. That's exactly it.
There's no middle class or middle class biker anymore. Mm-mm. Because, you know, most of the time when you get your check, it's gone.
The more you make, the more the government takes. It's how it is. It's how it's always been.
James says, here's another good point. How stress and finance powers breeding of children. Now, our birth rate is way down. If a country don't have at least 2% of new births coming in, that civilization starts going down. I think Japan's at 1.8.
It's because you got to look at the big picture. You got to see, you know, kids aren't cheap.
And most jobs are part-time now, Commander. You actually have to have two jobs that are part-time to make full-time money.
Majority of the companies.
And you still don't get insurance.
Majority of the companies that are within, I don't know how many miles, 100 miles from here, majority of the companies are only hiring part-time.
Because
want to cover benefits. Walmart, they hire only part-time. McDonald's, part-time.
I remember being able to jump on a bike on a weekend and just going. Mm-hmm. Now you're lucky to, you take your bike to work and back.
You're lucky to have the weekend day off without requesting it off months in advance. And then you request it months in advance. And guess what happens?
Something came up.
You cannot have that day you requested off. You got to work.
And you got to hustle, like Steve says. You got to have a side hustle to make it.
Yeah. And hopefully the side hustle is bringing you in money. Because sometimes the side hustles, you got to have multiples of those in order to bring in money.
And you got lucky, Commander. You retired with a pension. Now, the way they got out of the pension system is, we're going to offer you a 401k. Mm-hmm. Get out of here with that. At my work, I actually get jealous of the old timers because they get a pension. 5 years, you're vested in one.
Well, and if you think, here's another thing that, wasn't on the list, but something else that a lot of people do not have because they can't afford to get it, life insurance.
Yeah. God forbid you need life insurance.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that do not have it because.
And I always say, if you ride a bike, you should have life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything at any time could happen.
And then if you do have life insurance, one of the first things when you're needing money is the first thing you're going to think about. Well, we can just get rid of the life insurance policy.
And then something happens.
It's one less payment a month, That'll be usually one of the first choices of things that go.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of that payment.
And next thing you know, something happens and you're paying $10,000 for a funeral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And that's the reason why cremation's up, because nobody can afford a funeral.
Nope. No one can. I can't believe how much they charge. It's ridiculous. But I get it. They got to make a living. But it's like, okay, I know when my dad passed away, he was retired. So he was on Social Security, but he also had his pension.
Mm.
But Social Security, they covered like $250.
That's your death benefit right there. Yeah. After paying all your life into it, we'll give you that $250.
$250 for a death benefit. Yeah. I'm like, really? The hell? That doesn't even cover like a quarter of the casket. We can bury his feet.
It's like right now, man. I think with us, it's like, already got the great plot. Just throw me in. Screw the casket.
I'm just going to put you in a box. I'm going to get a refrigerator box. Put you in the ground.
Either that or give me have somebody build one with a pine and just throw me in the hole.
I know what I'll be doing this summer. I'm going to be building you a box in the garage. I got to borrow your garage.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things that affect us as bikers, and hopefully as a voting bloc, we'll start waking up to it.
Hopefully.
We really need to start waking up to the fact that we have a big voting bloc, and at the same time, we have to come together and say, okay, this isn't right. Just like they did down in Texas, Popeye and OG, they led the charge. And they ousted that DA down there and won by 20 points. But everybody worked together to do that.
And that's just it. Everybody needs to work together.
The sad thing is we all work hard and hustle, but still broke it all while they are giving away billions. And I think that is the takeaway, is we got to stop giving other people our stuff. And we got to take care of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section, all that good stuff. What a discussion with China Doll. She hung in there with me on this one. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Motorcycle Madhouse.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. Don't miss out on our lives Monday through Friday at Rock On.